And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere and get a chance to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill, our digital media guy, is here with me as always. Hey, Lee, what's
up? Hey, Michelle. Well, our conversation this week with columnist Gregory Rodriguez got listeners talking. Rodriguez took issue with Latinos being thought of as a single group despite differences in culture and national origin. And he also talked about why he didn't believe the nomination of Sonia Sotomayor to the Supreme Court would necessarily be a point of pride for all Latinos who did not share her Puerto Rican heritage. But listener Rolando is a Mexican-American. He called to say he disagreed.
It's a great thing for all Latinos. If we don't look at ourselves as a unit, as Latinos, then we're not going to have the power that we've been looking for so long. We need to associate ourselves with each other. We need to come together because with numbers, there's power and there's strength.
Thank you, Rolando. Lee, we also told listeners about Men in Power. That's a men's advocacy group at the University of Chicago. Student Steve Saltarelli started the group because he felt issues of gender empowerment too often focus on women. Some critics say the group feeds an already strong sense of entitlement among men, but blogger Chris, a 25-year-old man, takes issue with that.
I have never felt this entitlement that these critics speak of. I have this discussion all the time with my wife. She says, I can't wait till you earn a lot of money so I can be a stay-at-home mom. I respond, well, wait a minute, why can't I be a stay-at-home dad? Not many men talk about these issues because, well, we're men, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't.
Well, thank you, Chris. And Michelle, it wasn't just men who spoke up for this group. Here's blogger Elaine.
As a young woman and great beneficiary of women's rights, I see no reason to be threatened by a movement to support the self-esteem and well-being of men as well. I'd love to see the young men in my life grow to learn they're not useless, irrelevant, or the ills of society purely on the basis of their gender.
Thank you, Elaine. Lee, any updates?
Yes, well, we have an update on the story of New York police officer Omar Edwards. While he was off duty, Edwards was shot and killed by a fellow officer. Now, Michelle, we reported on this and how some questioned the role of race in the shooting. Edwards was black, and the officer who shot him, Andrew Dunton, is white. Well, yesterday, Edwards was laid to rest in New York, and this week, the NYPD re-released a training video on how officers can avoid this type of tragedy. Part of the video tries to challenge stereotypes about race and crime.
Well, certainly our condolences to the Edwards family. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Michelle.
And remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. To tell us more about what you think, you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. Please remember to leave your name. You can also log onto our webpage. Go to npr.org, click on Tell Me More, and blog it out.